views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Do you realize Casey and the Sunshine Band is going to be in Pahrump?
Oh, my goodness.
March 6th. I forwarded it to Carl. I went, 10-hour drive. Can we do it from the night? I probably couldn't walk for about 5 days afterwards because I would be dancing till I fell to my knees. And then I would be doing, you know, whatever I could, however I could move my body. And then I'd be rolling around, and he would be so embarrassed, and I would be, leave me alone, I don't care, because every part of my body wants to move. So, anyway, welcome to our show tonight. It is the first Thursday, and I couldn't help it. It's been a long day. It's crazy in the atmosphere. We appreciate the rain. We're blessed by the rain because we sit around and complain about, oh my God, the drought and the acid canal and all of the things. And here God has just given us a great big blessing by just rain. And with the rain, of course, we have, some flooding and we have some trees falling and we have those things. But it's better than watching animals die in pastures because they don't have water, in my opinion. So thank you, and days and days of storms, and so everything's just feeling a little off. By the way, you're listening to North State Now, and this is Linda Bott, and I'm thrilled we're live here on the first Thursday of the month. And what did I think of, and who did I call when I thought, it's showtime, it's weird, who can fill the hour with me? Because we have so many things going on. But Sandra Jennings, our astrologer, is with us tonight. And she's got the charts laid out on the table. And the words are society, planets, change, signs, Jupiter and Saturn. Tomorrow, Cancer, full moon, emotional, moody, more sensitive. Oh, my God. Welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you. I'm so happy that you invited me. I really enjoy the sign Cancer. My husband has three planets in Cancer. So I get used to that very sensitive emotional reaction, but fluctuating and moodiness there can be. But it's you never know what mood that man is going to be in from one minute to the next. So it's always exciting and interesting.
Oh, my dad is a Cancer.
Yep, they're very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And very thoughtful.
Yeah.
And
explosive.
But you don't know. You don't know how they're going to react from minute to the next.
Right.
They change like the moon.
Flip.
They're called moon children.
Oh, are they? Oh,
okay. Yeah. The moon, because the moon changes every time you look up in the sky from one night to the next, it's changed. It's a different shape. And the moon can go through all 12 of the signs of the zodiac in 2.5 days. So, If the moon represents the mood that you're in, it changes signs so frequently, and you're in tune with the moon being a Cancer, your moods frequently change. And it could be hard to read. But having the full moon occur tomorrow in Cancer, in a water sign, it brings out the emotional qualities in all of us, not just Cancers. But when the moon, the water signs, the moon feels more comfortable in them, and the moon is associated with the subconscious, the unconscious, memories, women, instinctive behavior, and so all of those things are going to be highlighted as we get closer and closer to the full moon. And we're probably feeling emotions build because people feel like they can let down their guard and their inhibitions as they get closer to the full moon. And we notice people want to party. They want to let their hair down. And sometimes there's too much indulgence and they get in trouble. You know, the police blotters have a lot more activity. emergency rooms, there's more action when there's a full moon. So, as we approach a full moon on Friday, and with this kind of weather, we want to be careful when we're out driving around, especially other drivers that might be under the influence. It can encourage people to drink and use drugs. Just have a real good time. Get out of the house and go crazy a little bit. So intelligent, mature people will try to keep a handle on it. And that's always a good idea around the full moon. Because this one is, I want to hesitate to say this one is a doozy, but it's a lot more interesting because Mercury's retrograde at the full moon. And Mars is retrograde at the full moon. And another planet farther out in our solar system, Uranus, is retrograde at the full moon.
Now, didn't that happen last year? We had three planets retrograde, and I was saying, what was going on? That was weird then. And I remember you saying Uranus and Mars.
Well, when Mars is retrograde, Mars represents what you actually do with your physical body. It's not about thoughts or feelings. It's about doing things in 3D reality and hoping for some result from it. When Mars is retrograde, you feel like you're spinning your wheels. You work, but you don't get the payback. And you wonder why. This has worked before. How come, people aren't noticing and going, wonderful job. Here, let me invite you on this road trip. Here, let me increase your pay. Let me give you special recognition for the great job that you're doing. So we have that to deal with. And everyone remembers what Mercury retrograde means. It means that our technical equipment can go haywire unexpectedly. And that computers and cell phones will cut out. You're on your computer and the page just changes. You lose your emails. You know you sent out texts to people, but they swear they didn't get them.
Right.
So, and you can be talking to somebody face to face and you're being very clear about what you're saying and they don't understand a word that's coming out of your mouth because communication is askew.
Okay.
Mercury rules communication of all kinds. In the old days, it was you talking to other people or writing letters. Your letters might get lost.
Got it.
At the post office. Or you missed your telephone calls. Or nobody was there. The phone stopped working. Or, you didn't pay your bill.
Well, I have to say that this week I had Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday appointments. And they one person, because COVID's going around again, mm-hmm. one person's got COVID, so that was canceled. Then I was supposed to do something today, and I canceled it for till tomorrow because today, but today was canceled.
This is interesting. This sounds,
and then Tuesday
right.
was supposed to be something, and then that was canceled and rescheduled, mm-hmm. and then something else was canceled. So the whole week has just been like a puzzle.
When Mercury's retrograde, you want to be able to stop and smell the roses instead of getting all tied up inside in knots because you have to expect this kind of thing and be able to roll with it and be more flexible and realize, we're not in charge. We think we're so important and that we can be in control of our reality. And Mercury slaps you right in the forehead and says, well, not really. And how about that wonderful statement, people make plans and God laughs. So, you really remember that. You're humbled when Mercury's in retrograde.
Right. I want to do a shout out before we take a break to some of our sponsors. And if you're looking for a sign or a banner or, Wonderland Signs is where we has been where we have gone. My good friend Karen over there, if you've ever come into our studio, they've designed our logo. She's helped put up the wall. She has a real artist's eye. And they do graphics, they do posters, they do, like I said, wraps, they do wonderful signs for your businesses. And they're located there on Market Street over across from Sweeties. Okay, so Wonderland Signs, I just wanted to do a big shout out for them because you're ready to, they've got people back on board because for a while they said, stop advertising, and they were like, well, blah, 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 so now they're open because they've got the staff. So that's really good. And then, of course, we always want to shout out to our local theaters. We've got ReadingCivic.org. You've got to go and see what's happening with the Reading Civic Auditorium and find out all of the great shows there, as well as the Cascade Theater. And let's not forget our wonderful Riverfront Playhouse. We're going to be interviewing them in later on, not in this tonight show, but some of the shows they've got on Golden Pond they're going to be auditioning for. That's going to be coming up, and Rhonda Alvey will be directing that, and of course Axiom Theater as well. We've missed our Nancy Hill and her group for a while, but you know, we're going to get back on board here so we can start laying out all the things that are going to be happening, and you can put it on your calendar and start to make plans about how you support local theater, community, restaurants, businesses, people like our Sandra Jenning, who is here to really tell us, like, what is going on?
I do have some answers for you, Linda, all right, and everyone who's listening tonight.
All right, so we're going to be right back after these messages.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
You can go your own way.
Great. I'm hanging out.
Are you hanging out? All right. So have you ever, like, been to an astrologer?
I haven't.
Do you follow anything like that?
Like, I know, like, what my sign is. And, like, there's, like a lot of girls are like, oh, my God. You're a sign.
You're a sign. Whatever your sign is.
Right. So you kind of have to familiarize yourself with it a little bit.
Okay.
You can be like, yeah.
What is your sun sign, Liam?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, you know what they say about Scorpio? Ooh, sexy devil.
Yeah.
We pulled your covers tonight. There's going to be more of those phone calls from girls now.
Oh, my God. Thank you for that. Well, Scorpio women.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of Scorpio women, friend. Do not F with Scorpio women. Why do they call them Scorpios?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ho, ho.
Under a rock with a stinger and ready to get
man.
You.
Okay, so good business women.
And they know how to keep secrets.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
That's
you
a
know,
very
that's
good
golden.
Thing.
Okay. Yes. So.
And focus. Like a gimlet, like a laser.
That's what I'm saying. Business, like business first. Like
they know how to manage resources.
Yeah, yeah, good. That's all good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're here live. This is Linda Blatt. How are you on KCNR? This is North State Now, in case you're tuned in and you're thinking, well, we're, what? All right, yes, we are here with Sandra Jennings, and we're talking about Mercury in retrograde, full moon coming up. But what I really like about, you know, we all think about, I know it's interesting at the break, you say it's golden nuggets at the break about how years ago people would think, oh, look at you, you crazy woman.
Well, of course, because I've been doing this for 5 decades.
Mm-hmm.
And that far long ago, many years ago, people didn't have a realization widespread that astrology was a workable science, something that you could depend upon. And when I would talk astrology, people would turn the other way or say, you know, that's not kosher. Like I was saying, work of the devil.
Right.
We don't associate with people that do astrology. Pseudoscience. Mm. That's silliness. That's something you read like in the funny papers. But now, about 20 years ago, computers started to proliferate. We got PCs, and now all of us are carrying our own personal handheld computer, our cell phone around with us all the time, wherever we go, and we depend on it. And it's like an outgrowth of who we are. And then 3 times a year, something happens, and it just doesn't work properly. The calls don't go through. You drop a call. You don't get your messages. Your appointments get screwed up. People need to reschedule at the last moment. You wonder, what the heck's going on? I can't depend on anybody. Myself, I'm missing things. I don't know what day it is. I forgot. I don't remember my last name today. What is it? And someone will say, oh, that's okay, honey. It's Mercury retrograde. And the first time people hear it, they go, oh, well, okay, that's cute. But it happens 3 times a year. And when you find that your computer, you lose your paperwork, or the files disappear, or something that's very important that you've worked on for a long time, you press a button and it's gone suddenly. And you remember, Mercury retrograde. Oh, my God, what is that? There's something to this. And it has helped so many people come around and realize that there is a connection between what goes on in the sky and what happens down here on Earth. And it's very powerful. Those planets and the sun and the moon are so much bigger than we are. And the influence that they have, they call it their aura, if you will, their vibration, their electromagnetic emanation is very strong. It's very powerful. And we feel it down here. Frequently, we don't even know we feel it. It's subconscious. But when you start following where the planets, what sign they're in, what sign the sun and the moon are in, and the relationships that they make to each other, you start seeing the sense of it. And the orbits of the planets around the sun, and as we see them from here on Earth, are reliable. They're dependable. So we can say, well, you know, what's going on today? What's happening tomorrow? There's going to be a full moon in Cancer. Well, what happened last year when the moon was full in Cancer?
What?
Well, if people got very emotional and more moody, and they might unload on you 1 minute and the next minute say, oh, I love you so much.
Oh.
You're so important to me. And you're wondering, you know, what happened? You feel like you've been slapped silly one way and then the other. But people are much more sensitive. They'll pick up an innuendo in your voice, or you will, that you may not even know is there, and ask you about it. And or be much more sensitive to other people without them saying a word. Like when you walk into a room or you meet someone, they don't say anything, but you know what they're feeling.
What's going on with the health? The health, the rolling of the COVID and the variations and the upper respiratory and all that other stuff that's been going on for some time.
Well, there was a conjunction of planets in 2020 that gave the, it was the society planets and that we were talking about that are changing sign this year were conjunct the sign, the planet Pluto. Mm-hmm. And they were all in Capricorn, and it changed our reality and the way people's bodies would react and the way their emotions would react and how society would react to the to this unknown infection. And it was it when Pluto goes into this kind of conjunction with the planets, it's an illustration, or it symbolizes contagion, or when there is having a word freeze, when there's a contagion that goes all the pandemics everywhere in the world, and it's one of the signs that you look for then. And and so there were people that, well, behind the scenes developed certain kinds of infectious the COVID-19 it's not really a gene, but it has a genetic component.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was developed. It was developed as a weapon, and it got loose, and it became got loosed into society. Now it was released into society 3 years, two years ago, 1 year ago, and now it's winter again, and we're going to have a repeat. But it isn't going to be as strong. But there may be political forces that want to keep people sequestered or behind, inside, not going out into the world, wanting to put masks on again, wanting to put the plastic barriers up and put barriers in society that holds people back, using a disease to be able to do that, to control how people behave. And that is one of the factors with the society planet Saturn, is about barriers in 3D reality, and Pluto that creates rotten things, contagions, and pandemics coming together in a conjunction when they meet in the same place in the sky. And this situation occurred. There have been pandemics in the past. There was the Black Death, bubonic plague, and there were similar formations in the sky at that time. And so this is what astrologers do. They look at what's happening right now. Where are the planets? Where's the sun and the moon? What's the relationship they're making? What's going on in current events? And then find it in the past. What happened in the past at, you know, when the planets were in the same relationship to each other? And you find concurrences. You find certain things where that are the same at the same time when the planets are in the same place. And then you can predict. You can predict what's going to happen the next time the planets are there.
I don't know if you want to talk about this now or wait till after we get back from our break, but you were talking about there's younger astrologers and there's people out there that are, you know, star clinging and trying to get a name for themselves, and they're doing not real, and you said this as you came in, not doing justice, really doing justice to the art of astrology.
Astrology is a science, and many people that have not studied for a long time will look at a situation where we're going to be facing this next year, where these large planets, these two largest planets in the solar system, Jupiter and Saturn, are going to change sign. And the planet Pluto that I was talking about earlier is going to change sign. And they want to say something exciting, dramatic, and they'll say, oh, this could be the worst year ever. Everybody should watch out. You know, let me tell you how to avoid terrible circumstances coming in the future. Well, the planets are constantly change signs. And I told you the moon changes sign changes through all the signs in every 2.5 days. But these larger planets with longer orbital periods, when they change signs, the effect lasts for a long time. So it makes sense to pay attention. And each of the planets have a certain amount of things their purview, what they rule, what they're associated with. So if you talk about and if I explain what the planets have, what they're ruling, for example, Jupiter is going to change signs. Jupiter rules networking and abundance in society and all the good things that you can connect with, by connecting with friends and family in some way or another to help to get the things that you need or want. Well, Jupiter's moving out of Aries into Taurus. Jupiter in Aries was more warlike because Aries was ruled by Mars, the god of war. And Jupiter stays in each sign for about a year. And this last year we dealt with the Ukrainian war. Comes out of nowhere. My God, why would anybody want to invade another country? And so openly, unrepentant. Well, that type of a situation, Mars is powerful, and when the biggest planet in the solar system is in a sign Mars rules, then things can get aggressive. Well, that's changing next year. Next year, Mars is going to be in Taurus. The bull, the placid bull in the field, happy to be out in nature. Give me good food.
When you say next year, are we like what, like-ish? Like,
oh, next year, excuse me, 2023. I'm thinking 2023.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're talking May, April, when it starts to change.
I'm talking May. It's
okay.
Going to change in May.
Okay.
And it's going to last for about a year in the sign of Taurus, which is associated with comforts. And good food and good wine and indulging yourself and not being aggressive.
Right.
You know, laying back and enjoying life. And the bull is bullion.
Is bullion.
The gold market.
Oh, my goodness.
And
oh.
Money markets.
Okay.
There should be an improvement because Jupiter is the great benefic, always brings an improvement. So this is a positive thing that
all
I
right.
want to share.
The 80s is happening again. We'll be right back. This is Linda Bayer. I'm here with Sandra Jennings. Our astrologer. Excuse me, we'll be right back.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Notes. Right. Welcome back to our show tonight. This is North State Now with Linda Bott. Hi at KTNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. to do a shout out to a couple of our sponsors here, and I do love them. It's Charlieu's. They have a wonderful. That's really good food. Charlieu's is great. Go by there for a pizza and a beer. They have some great, you know, used to be Mary's Pizza Shack, so you're going to get some of those great Italian dishes. And that is a locally owned business. They do a lot for the community. So, you know, just thinking about, I'm hungry. I've been thinking about food.
Well, food is something we all need. Food is important.
Yeah.
Food, it's one of those resources that we hold very dear. And I wonder, how does resources and the management of resources, how would we be affected by that? And remember, it's one of those Jupiter in Taurus situations, mm-hmm. where we want to manage our resources carefully and make sure that we have enough. And while certain things are going to go up in value, as I mentioned, gold and tangible jewelry, property, luxury goods, there could be difficulty with getting with supply lines, getting the basic resources that you need to live. There will be, I imagine, there'll be more hoarding, and there may be more of this survivalist mentality that I'm going to get mine so that if we have a crash, I'll still have everything that I need and I'll be safe in my little compound. But like I mentioned, things are constantly changing. And one of the other gas giant that's changing sign is Saturn. And Saturn rules 3D reality. And the borders and fences and what we build, structures and foundations that support us and hold us up and hold us in. Saturn rules our skeleton and our skin. So it's about what keeps us stable in 3D reality. And Saturn is moving into a water sign, Pisces, where the symbol is the fishes. And they're tied to each other, and they're going in opposite directions. And they're floating on the ocean with no direction. They just have to go with the flow. So our reality will shift in that regard. Many of the things that we have come to depend upon for security and like country border lines are going to be more porous, and not only in our country but all around the world. Types of difficulties with immigration, with no way to control it, and so the different borders of countries may shift, and some countries may become larger or just lose their cohesiveness at all, and we may be in a situation where there are smaller communities that decide they're going to have their own governing system, maybe even their own kind of currency, and a kind of like city states. It was that it happened in the Renaissance, and so and people get more creative. Pisces is a very creative sign, and it gets people. It's a water sign, sensitive. It increases the imagination. So this could be a time when people say, well, I'm going to do the creative job I always wanted to do. I'm going to paint when I've never done it before. I'm going to sing because that's what I've always wanted, and now I've got that chance because something in my reality shifted. Maybe the job they were working, the company that they were working for. Saturn also rules institutions and major businesses, things like banks and governments, and you may find that they dissolve, like dissolving in water when you put sugar in water. Things that we thought were ironclad in society that we could depend upon are going to shift, like the school system, an institution that has been going through some major changes, and there's going to be some things that dissolve and reform in a different way. But there's a period of time where there's some flow where, you know, I don't know how things are going to reform again. I don't know what that new foundation is going to be in 3D reality. And it could also occur with differing laws, rules, and regulations because the law of the land is something that Saturn rules also. So there may be different regional laws or regional law keepers that spring up, like militias that are going to figure, well, you know, I'm not being taken, my area is not being taken care of the way I want or I prefer, so I'm going to stand up and I'm going to do the right thing, and mm-hmm. I'm going to protect mom and apple pie here in my area. So Saturn rules the reality that we think is immutable and will never change. So during this time that Saturn moves into Pisces, which will be in March of this year, and it lasts until May of 2025.
Wow.
So it's a transitional period where things are going to dissolve in one way and form in a new way. So that's where that creativity comes in. We can be a part of creating our reality. We can invent some methodology. If we don't like the way things have changed, we can invent something new to build structure and foundation in our lives and join with other people to build something that is going to be supportive and safe, because safety is an important issue right now for all of us. It always has been, always will be.
Right, and I think that we have in a couple years another presidential election.
Yes,
and you and I have gone through a couple of these elections.
Oh, my God, I haven't even looked ahead that far.
Maybe we don't need to right now.
Well, let's not.
Yeah.
Because there's another change this year. This is a planet that's way out there, Pluto, and it's very small. And people think it's so far away, and it's so tiny, it can't have much influence
Pluto
on us.
Pluto, you're right.
Pluto.
Pluto, okay.
Pluto, god of the underworld.
Oh.
All right. It's like the god of death and reincarnation, transitions, transformations. And here's another one where Pluto has been in Saturn's sign. It's been in Capricorn. And so Pluto, yes, kills things, and they are burnt to ashes, and then something new emerges from the ashes, rises like a phoenix,
mm-hmm.
new or better, improved version. And so there will be changes in government, changes in businesses, in the banking system. Again, structures that people have built to keep secure, to get a hold on their reality. Well, this will never change. I own this, so.
But the good news is that you said we've got these planets that are in retrograde, but in 3 months, everything moves forward.
Yes. When planets are retrograde, there's like a stop or a blockage.
Right.
You hit it's not even a fork in the road. It's a stop sign and you can't go through.
Mm-hmm.
So, this month, there are three planets that are retrograde that go direct. Mercury.
This month. Oh, and they last for 3 months.
This month, they go direct. They stop being retrograde. Mercury, Mars, and Uranus.
Okay.
And
that's good news.
And then when that happens, all the planets go direct.
Okay.
There's no retrograde planets for 3 months until the 20th of April.
Oh.
And so if you have a project that's important, then you want to move ahead quickly, this is the time when you can get things done. When the obstacles are removed, you can go forward quickly.
Okay.
So if you're planning something, don't sit back and go, well, you know, I'll do it in October. Now's the time to get things off the ground.
So what happens in April and May? Then who comes, which planet comes in to start to fool around with us again?
Oh, gee, I didn't bring a list of which planets from
start
that
to go
point,
retrograde.
Start
yeah,
to go and retrograde then, again. But yeah. they do it. Mercury does it 3 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And every 2 years, Venus will do it and Mars will go retrograde. And then when we're looking at the planets that are farther out, farther away from the sun, Jupiter and Saturn, they'll go retrograde for about 6 months, 3 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. It's not always exact because the orbits are not perfect round circles. And the same is true for Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. They'll go retrograde for about 6 months every year. So it's a constant interplay, and each planet rules something specific. And if you invite me back, I'll always keep you posted as to which planets are going
specific,
to be.
Yes.
You know, what matters.
Okay, well, we're going to have to take a break again for 6:45, and then we'll come back with one more segment. You've got a chart there, so I don't know if you have some specific things that you want to get out there for our listeners tonight, but we'll do that when we get back here on KCNR. Sandra Jennings is here, and we want to give your contact information because a lot of people like to do what they call what their birth chart or their I'm not really sure what it's called. What's Kathleen?
A solar return for predictions for what's going to happen throughout a year.
Yes, yes. And we started on mine, but we never really finished it. But
anytime. I'm always ready to talk astrology.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
In the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to our final segment here on North State Now. This is Linda Bott, and my guest tonight has been the one and only astrologer to, to KCNR and to so many of my friends. And she's just filled with so many things that are happening with our, planets and where we are. And we've been thinking, like, what's going on with this weather and the crazy and the weird and, of course, three of our planets are in retrograde right now. Liam, thanks so much. I think Liam's probably like, I don't know. But
I'm enjoying myself.
Okay, I'm just glad. Good.
Be open-minded. That's
be open-minded.
The thing.
Yeah.
If you're open-minded and have a serious study of astrology or listen to astrologers when they speak, then pretty soon it starts making sense and you pick it up by osmosis and you start to feel when the moon changes signs. Oh my God, I just got more egotistical and dramatic and excited and I want to show off.
Well, we're musicians, right? So that's kind of our thing, in our
that's
DNA.
It's wonderful. That's a wonderful time. Wonderful time to be alive. Anytime a planet's in Leo.
Yeah.
If you're dramatic and if you're a performer. But we started talking about Pluto going into a different sign and Pluto being the god of the underworld. And I don't want to scare people with that. That sounds like a gloom and doom situation. That's something that in reality that we depend upon would recycle. But the thing is that Pluto is responsible for finding what's rotten in society, throwing it out into the compost so it can regenerate or recycle into something better that's going to serve a better, higher purpose. That's what the planet's changing sign always go to, serving a better, higher purpose and our continually unfolding evolution. So the things that in our society that aren't working during the time that Pluto moves into this new sign of Aquarius, which is going to happen in March this year for a little taste for about 3 months, then it retrogrades for a while, and then in November of 2024, it's going to be direct and it's going to move into Aquarius again. An Aquarius is it has this rulership of technology and computers. And so society is going to have this great proliferation of computers and of technology and science that is going to address the things in society that don't operate well, that have devolved or are institutions that are rotten from the inside. And we know if some politician or some business person is keeping secrets and not being honest, if you're good with the computer, you can hack into their accounts and find out what's going on, and the truth will be revealed, and then people say, okay, we're going to do it better. We're going to invent a new system, new technology that is going to be more effective and serve humanity better. And the sign of Aquarius is about taking the power away from the people at the top of the power pyramid and distributing it out. It's decentralization so that the people, power to the people, it's a power to the people sign. Remember the age of Aquarius.
Right.
That was what it was about. Well, now we're there. And
so when you talk about a solar return, when people are listening to this and they're thinking about, what their plans are this year and how they can get an appointment with you and just kind of lay out like a map.
Yes.
Okay. So how does one get a hold of you? I'd rather hear it from you to our listeners.
Sure. You can go to my website, Sandra Jennings, the astrologer, as information there. You can reach me by Facebook, Sandra Jennings Astrology, or Sandra Jennings. I have a page on Facebook there too. Contact me and give me a call. Send me an email, send me a text, and I'm thrilled to speak with you about astrology. And if you want to know what's going to happen from one birthday to the next, that's what we call the solar return chart, then I will find out when you were born and where the sun was, what sign, what degree, what minute, and then I'll find that place and I'll drop a chart for that moment. That's right next to your birthday.
Can you tell when you start to do the solar return if somebody is moving into some place? And we have a mutual friend. The reason I ask that is that there could be a health consequence. Does that come up?
Oh, yes, because there's certain houses. There's 12 houses in a circular chart. And when I want to check on somebody's health, I look at the sixth house, and I see if there's any planets that are in that house that are transiting or moving through that house. And certain planets give health and vitality, like Mars or the sun. It radiates and brings strength. Certain planets like Saturn can bring challenges or problems can put up a border, a blockage to good health, could have problems. I look for that. And specifically Saturn moving through the sixth house can be an indicator of health issues. And so that would be the one. Because every house in a chart, and there are 12 of them in a circular chart, rules a certain specific area of your life, your personal body, what you value, the money you make, your friends, your neighborhood, your family, your children, your partner, your business, your reputation, your subconscious, your desire to rest and have some R&R time. And so when I drop that chart for the year, that solar return chart is like a birth chart for your next entire year. So I see all the themes that you're going to be going through during all the different combinations of the planets and the signs and the houses and in respect to each other by geometric formation. It tells a story.
Mm-hmm.
I can look at a circular chart like this I'm holding up for you right now, and it just might be a piece of paper to you, but this is telling me a story. about the times or about your life or about why you came to this planet. Why were you born? Why did you pick your that particular moment in time to enter the third dimension?
So why don't we close with three thoughts or three items that besides the planets being in retrograde, that they go forward. So that's going to be good three months. Mm-hmm. That's a takeaway for sure. Because everybody wants to hold on to, you know, a takeaway meaning there's three planets in retrograde. I mean, the moon, full moon, and everything starts to move forward and this in a couple, like a couple days or
yeah.
a couple weeks. So
very
you got three months of just like everything.
Smooth sailing.
All right. So what else? We've got like give me three bullet points.
That every time one of these planets I was talking about changes sign, the old things, the things that the previous sign rules will dissolve and will fall away, and whatever the planet sign we moves into next, those qualities will be born and become stronger.
Okay.
So it's a process. It's an evolutionary process because the old always gets sick or weak mm-hmm. and passes on. And we want to know, well, what is the new vital thing that's going to occur in our future? That's why it's important to know, well, Jupiter's going to be in this voluptuary sign of Taurus. It's going to be exciting and tactile joy. And Saturn is moving into Pisces. So reality is going to shift and we can be much more creative and create our future, manifest what we want out of life. Oh my God, how wonderful. And Pluto is going to be in Aquarius where there's going to be more personal freedom and an opportunity to show individuality and be and use the computer and AI and IT to build a better life where you can learn anything you want to learn. Nothing is held back from you. Nothing is hidden. So there's three wonderful things.
Those are fabulous. Now, how about your personal chart? How are you doing?
Oh, me. Well, I'm a sun sign Sagittarius. So I'm always interested in when the sun or the moon's in Sag, which is a fire sign, which is about learning and teaching. I always want to know what's happening with Jupiter because Jupiter rules Sagittarius. So Jupiter is going to, at the present time, it's in Aries, active, fiery, assertive, ready to conquer something new, some new ground, a new adventure, try something I've never tried before. Those are wonderful things I'm doing. I'm developing new astrology programs.
Fantastic.
So life is very exciting for me right now.
Oh, I'm so happy. Well, I wonder what's going to happen. My big milestone birthday is coming up in May. So that's going to be, I'm Gemini Taurus, and I can't remember what my sun sign. I can't remember. You told me all these things before. And somebody, what's your sun? What's your moon? What's your whatever? So.
Get your chart out of
that
drawer.
Yeah, I will do.
I just hate to hear, and I say, well, you know, where's your birth chart? Did you have your chart done?
Yeah.
You know, and they say, well, I got it done 30 years ago, and it's in a drawer in my desk.
Oh,
grab that chart.
We will.
Get it out of the drawer. We'll talk
about it next time. How's that?
So I love it.
I have you come on next month. Are there five Thursdays in this month?
I've lost track.
I didn't even know.
I couldn't remember if it was your show this week because we did yours late last month.
We switched it because
I
did the music program.
I'm bamboozled right now.
Yeah, I know. I see. That's what that whole thing. So, anyway, Sondra Jennings, thank you so much for being here. We are going to, one more time, let's give a plug of how someone can find you.
On my website, Sondra Jennings, the astrologer. On my Facebook pages, Sondra Jennings Astrology or Sondra Jennings, you can always send me a message with Messenger. You can text me, you can email me, and my telephone number is posted there too. You can give me a call. I want to hear from you. I'm an astrologer. I can help.
I love that. And thank you so much for coming. I always love the fact that you pick up the phone and you show up. That is so important to me. I love that we're sharing this moment. It's the first Thursday of the year 2023. Thank you everybody for joining us tonight. And, I wish I knew, cause they always say there's 5 months and there's 5 Thursdays in this month and that month. And I just can't even think about it right now. But if there's a 5th Thursday, then I'm always on. And then, of course, if not, then I will see you at the 1st Thursday of February.
Just give me a call.
All right. Okay. So thank you, everybody. Good night. Have a be careful. Random acts of kindness. Go slow when you're driving. It's really not that important. I felt my tire sliding up 2 times today, just turning a corner, mm-hmm. and I'm not speeding. Mm-hmm. So anyway, thanks so much, everybody. Tomorrow morning we'll be here, Pet of the Week, and a day with Carl and I in the morning talking about a bunch of good stuff. All right. So we'll see you then.